Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Ganana Aam Dva Ganapati Gung Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Yeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anakshrinvan Noti Biksi Dasadhanam Prano Devi Sarasvati Vajay Virvajini Vati Dinam Avitragavato Ganesha Janamaha Sarasvatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha ஹரஹ ஓம் ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணாதிபதயே நமஹ சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்யபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சதாசிவம் சிவாம் ஸ்கந்தம் கேசவம் பத்மசம்பவம் நந்தீஸ்வரம் கும்பயோனிம் பரத்வாஜாத்ரி கௌதமாம் நமோஸ்து குரவே நித்யம் ஸ்ரீகண்டசிவயோகினே ஸ்ருதிசார சிவ விசிஷ்டாத்வைத பரபாஷ்ய விதாயினே ததீச்சேமுபமன்யுஞ்ச மார்க்கண்டேயம் பராசரம் ஸ்வேதாச்சாரியம் தச்சிஷ்யம் நீலகண்டசிவாஹ்வயம் ஜகத்குரு ஸ்ரீ ரேணுகாச்சாரியா மங்கலம் தேஹி பிரபோ த்ரைலோக்கிய சம்பதா லேக்கிய சமுல்லேகன வித்தயே சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய சிவாய பிரம்மணே நமஹ யாமாஹுக் சர்வலோகானாம் ப்ரக்ருதிம் சாஸ்திர பாரகாஹ தாம் தர்மச்சாரிணீம் சம்போ பிரணமாமி பராம் சிவாம் அமிர்தார்த்தம் ப்ரபன்னார்த்தாம் யாசு வித்யா ப்ரதாயினி அஹர்நிஷமஹம் வந்தே தாம் ஈசான மனோரமாம் சாம்பசிவாய நமஹ சாம்பசிவாய நமஹ சாம்பசிவாய நமஹ. Thank you all for joining. So we are going to continue the katha.
Atato brahma jignyasa,
that's how the Brahma Sutra start. Let there be questions about the supreme reality. And here our Upamanyu Maharshi is curious, who is that Lord Shiva, who is that Mahadeva that you were talking about? He says, 130th verse, Anushasana Parvam, 14th chapter.
Koyamamba Mahadeva Sakatam cha prasidati Putrava vasate devo drashtavyo vakatanchana Tushyate vagatam sharvo rupam tasya cha kidrisham Katam nyeyak prasanno va darshaye janani mama.
He says, oh mother, who is this Mahadeva that you are talking about? Who is this Mahadeva? And how can I gratify him? And where does he reside? How may he be seen? How can he be seen? And with what he becomes pleased, O mother? And Sharva Rupo, what is his form? The divine form of Lord Shiva is beautifully described in the Upanishads. We'll be seeing that. So what is the form of Mahadeva? And how may one succeed? How may I succeed in obtaining the knowledge of him? So and then Ambovacha, Upamanyu Maharshi's mother, Yagrapada Maharshi's wife, replies,
Ambovacha Duvinyeyo Mahadevo Duradaro Durantakaha Durabhadascha Durgrahyo Durdrushyo Hyakritatmabihi Yasya Rupanyanekani Pravadanti Manishinaha ஸ்தானானி ச விசித்ராணி பிரசாதாஷ்சாப்யநேகஷஹ.
ஓ சைல்ட், மகாதேவா இஸ் எக்ஸீடிங்லி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு பி நோன் பை பர்சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அன்கிளீன் சோல்ஸ். அன்கிளீன் சோல்ஸ் கேன் நெவர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் மகாதேவா. தோஸ் மென் ஆர் இன்கேபபிள் ஆஃப் பேரிங் ஹிம் இன் தேர் ஹார்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் காம்ப்ரஹெண்டிங் ஹிம். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் ஹிட்டிங் அட் தக்ஷா. யூ சீ ஹவு தக்ஷா வாஸ் very offensive against Mahadeva, and we know finally what happened to him. So, and they cannot seize him. Only by bhakti he could be understood. Shraddha, bhakti, dhyana, yoga, davaihi. Only by having unflinching faith, shraddha, and by devotion, unflinching devotion to his lotus feet and Parashakti's lotus feet, and then dhyana, by meditating on his divine form in the heart and applying the basma. Basmadharana sampanno mamabhuto mama bhakto bhavishyati. My bhakta will never cast away the basma, as Mahadeva says in Brihadjabala Upanishad. So only by these things one can understand Mahadeva, only by bhakti, and people of unclean souls cannot understand him. Ko kohi tatvena, because she answers the Upamanyu Maharshi's questions one by one. going to see that. Kohi tatvena tadveda ishasya charitam shubham krithabanyani upani devadeva purakila. So there are many, many places that he pervades everything. So because he, Upamanyu Maharshi asks, where does he reside? So to that, Upamanyu Maharshi's mother replies, there are many forms and he resides in many, many places, O child. Linga Purana, there is a place where when devatas do the stuti for Sharabeshwara, they say that the people who have read the Vedas and Upanishads, they say there are two forms for Lord Shiva. Gorapyanya, Shivapyanya. There is fierce form and also there is a Saumya Rupa. There is a Raudra Rupa and Saumya Rupa of Mahadeva. That is what people will come to the conclusion after reading the Vedas and Upanishads. That's why Yate Rudra Shiva Tanu Raghora Papakashini. Rudram says, Agore ebhyo thagore ebhyo goragora tarebhyaha sarve ebhyo sarva sarve ebhyo namaste astu rudra rupebhyaha. My obeisances to your Saumya Rupa and Raudra Rupa. And he takes those Ugra forms like Veerabhadra, Kalabhairava and Sharabeshwara to punish the wicked. But he has a Saumya Rupa. Shuddha Spatika Sankasham Dhrita Balendu Maulinam Panchavaktra Yutam Saumyam Dashabahum Trilochanam Sarvayudair Dhritakaram Sarva Bhushana Bhushitam Umarda Deham Shambhum Chandrartha Kritashekaram. He is described as having Nava Yavvanam. He is described as Shuddha Spatika Sankasham, Camphor White, and also described as Dhrita Balendu Maulinam. He has the Chandra on his head and Parashakti is sitting on the left lap and he has beautiful serene five faces. With three eyes in each face and 10 hands. So there are various forms of Mahadeva like this. So that's what she describes. And whatever I know, whatever, oh dear. Kridate cha tata sharva prasidati yata cha vai. Whatever I know about Lord Shiva is just a fragment of his glories. And who can relate? Who can talk about the Leela of Mahadeva? And how he becomes gratified. And that's where. And then the mother says, Hridistaha sarvabhutanam vishvarupo maheshwaraha bhaktanam anukampartam darshanam cha yatashrutam. So Maheshwara of universal form, Brahmanta vyaptadeha, Lagunyasam says, the entire universe is his body. And he resides in the heart of all the creatures. He said, Aspin Brahmapure Veshma Dakaram Yiditamune Puntarikam Tutanmagye Akasho Dakaravastitat Sashivaha Sachidanandaha Sonveshtavyo Mumukshubihi Ayam Kridistitaha Sakshi Sarvesham Avisheshataha Tenayam Kritagam Proktaha Shivaha Samsaramochakaha. Pancha Brahmopanishad says, meditate on that Sachidananda Samba Shiva Swarupam in the heart, who resides in the heart of all the living entities, Ishvarak Sarvabhutanam. Panchabrahma Upanishad, also Sutta Samhita, Brahma Gita, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, talk about the same thing. And then Taittiriya Upanishad, Saya Esho Antara Kritaya Akashaha, Hiranmaya Purushaha, meditate on that golden form, golden Purusha, who has a golden effulgence in the heart, who is resides in the heart of all the living entities. Hriditvamasi Yo Nityam Tisro Matraha Parastusaha, Atharva Shiras Upanishad. The Devas say, Hriditvamasi, oh Mahadeva, you reside in the heart of all the living entities. Devanagam Kritagebhyo, he resides in the heart of the Devas too, Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. Yo Nityam, you are eternal. Tisro Matraha Parastusaha, you are beyond the three states of consciousness, oh Mahadeva. Vaishvanara Taijasa Prajna, you are beyond the waking state, dreaming state and sleep state. You represent the Turiyam. Avastha Tritiyatitam Turiyam Brahma Samyitam Brahma Vishnavadivihi Sevyam Sarvesham Janakam Param. He gives Janakam to Brahma and Vishnu and he is the supreme father of all. He is the supreme father and he gives birth to even Brahma and Vishnu. He represents the Turiya. Devanagam Kritagevyo, Rudram says, he resides in the heart of all the living entities. Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Krita Hridistam Manasabiklipto Ya Etat Viduramritaste Bhavanti. So here, and the Upamanyu Maharshi's mother continues, Munina Bhruvatam Divyam Ishana Charitam Shubham
ಕೃತವಾಣ್ಯಾನಿ ರೂಪಾಣಿ ಕಥಿತಾನಿ ದಿವೌಕಸೈಹಿ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾರ್ಥಂ ವಿಪ್ರಾಣಾಂ ಶೃಣುವತ್ಸ ಸಮಾಸತಃ ತಾನಿ ತೇ ಕೀರ್ತಯಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಯನ್ಮಾಂ ತ್ವಂ ಪರಿಪೃಚ್ಛಸಿ.
ದ ಮುನೀಸ್ ದ ಮಹರ್ಷೀಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ರೀಕೌಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪಮನ್ಯು ಮಹರ್ಷಿ ರಿಸೈಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೌ ಹಿ ಮೆಟ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಹೌ ಹಿ ಗಾಟ್ ದ ಬೂನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ to Krishna, and he discusses that conversation that he had with his mother, how his mother is glorifying Lord Shiva. And then the munis have glorified, in days of yore, the Maharshis have glorified the excellent acts of Mahadeva, and I have heard from them. That's what Upamanyu Maharshi says. And the mother also says. So that's where here we see the importance of Guru. So we discussed that yesterday. So hearing, Shravanam Kirtanam Shamboho, hearing is important, hearing about Mahadeva, hearing Shivakatha, doing Shivanama Sankirtanam. From proper authoritative people, that's what is moved. Hearing from proper authoritative people, and then it is described that one should go in a humble mood and approach a guru. So and take Shiva Diksha, that's how you can understand Shiva Tattva. Whatever you can read everything from online, you can read everything from the Vedas and Upanishads online, everything is available online. But until the grace of the Guru happens, one cannot understand Mahadeva. And that is told in the last verse of the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve parabhaktihi yata deve tatha gurau tasyaite kathita hyartha prakashante mahatmanaha. Yasya deve parabhaktihi. What is the use of having that parabhakti to Mahadeva and ignoring the Guru? One can never understand Mahadeva. So how much amount of bhakti you have to Mahadeva, that amount of bhakti you need to have to the Guru who preaches Shiva Tattva, the Diksha Guru. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacche samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam Mundaka Upanishad. Casting aside everything, surrender to the Guru. Gurumeva abhigacche, go. Gacche means go. Go to that Guru. Samitpanihi Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam, who is described as Shrotriyam, who is a master of the Vedas and Upanishads. Shrotriyam comes from the word Shruti. Shruti is the Vedas and Upanishads. Who has mastered the Vedas and Upanishads and who is Brahmanishta? Who is in Shivanishta? What is the use of mastering the Vedas and Upanishads and not engaging in Shiva Bhakti? Namo Veda Vidam Manishinam Upasaniyaya Namo Namaha, Brihaspati says in Sutta Samhita. So, one who has mastered the Vedas and Upanishads will come to the conclusion that Shiva Bhakti is the final. So that's why the Mundaka Upanishad says, Shrotriyam, who has mastered the Vedas and Upanishads, and Brahmanishtam, that is being in Shivanishta, always thinking of Lord Shiva and Parashakti. And then, to favor the Brahmanas and to favor the people in the entire universe and to also favor the people in the heaven, he has taken various forms, O child. And then she goes on to say, Ambhovacha Brahma Vishnu Surendranam Rudraditya Shvinamapi Vishveshamapi Devanam Vapurdharayate Bhavaha Naranam Devanarinam Tata Preta Pishachayoho Kirata Shabaranam Cha Jalajanam Anekashaha. And then the mother continues, oh dear Upamanyu Maharshi, oh dear Upamanyu, because for us he is Upamanyu Maharshi, for her he is just Upamanyu. So oh dear Upamanyu, Mahadeva takes the forms of every person in the entire universe that you see. He pervades everybody. And that's why she gives a big list. So just like Rudram says, we are going to see that. So she gives a big list, like 25 verses talking. Mahadeva pervades everything that you see. He is present within Brahma, he is present within Vishnu, he is present within Indra, and he is present within the Rudras and Adityas. This is where very important point to be noted. The 11 Rudras are completely differentiated from Maheshwara. So the 11 Rudras appear sometimes from the forehead of Brahma and sometimes from the forehead of Narayana. They are the partial manifestation, partial amshas of that Sambhashiva, but they are not. Purnam is always Mahadeva. Mahadeva is the creator of Brahma, Narayana and Rudra. And there are places where, if you see, Daksha, once in the Daksha Yajnam, he did not invite Mahaparashakti and Paramashiva. So Dadichi Maharshi comes to the Daksha Yajna and he says, Oh, I do not see Maheshwara. I do not see Maheshwara here. I see Brahma, Saraswati, Lakshmi, Vishnu, all the Devas, Indra, everybody. But I don't see Parashakti and Paramashiva, who is the essence of the Yajna.
Avo Rajanamadvarasya Rudragam Hotaragam Satyajagam Rodasyoho Agnim Puratana Yitno Rachitta Kiranya Rupa Mavase Kranudvam.
That golden Purusha who is described as Raja, the king of the Yajnas, you have not invited him. What is the use of conducting this Yajna, O foolish Daksha? And Daksha says, you see the 11 Rudras here who have the Chandra on the coronet, on their head, and they have a Trishul. I have invited these 11 Rudras, but I don't know who. I'm not sure of who you are talking about. I'm not sure of the Maheshwara that you're talking about. So this is out of arrogance that Daksha says. So here, the point to be noted is the 11 Rudras are different from Maheshwara. And another place I was reading in Vamana Puranam, the 11 Rudras along with Brahma and Vishnu participate in the Kalyanam, that is the marriage of Parvati and Parameshwara. So it says the 11 Rudras, some people come to the conclusion that the 11 Rudras are actually Lord Shiva. No, not at all. They are completely different from Purna Maheshwara, who is completely full in qualities, attributes and characteristics. Tejo yatte rupam kalyanatamam. Ishavasya Upanishad 16th verse describes. So, if you say the 11 Rudras are Lord Shiva, then the 11 Rudras are described as being participating in the marriage of Parvati and Parameshwara. So, who is the Parameshwara who is getting married to Parvati? So, that question comes. So, every place I have also given a video, difference between Kala Rudra and Paramashiva in my channel, which is an 8-minute video, which talks about who Rudra, who Kala Rudra is and who Paramashiva is. And sometimes Paramashiva is also referred to as Rudra because the meaning of Rudra is the one who removes all the sorrows. Namo Bhavayacha Rudrayacha. But Kala Rudra is different from the 11 Rudras are different from Paramashiva. And there is not a place where Lord Shiva is not there. That's where she says, she continues, he is present in Brahma, Vishnu, the 11 Rudras, 12 Adityas, Ashwini Kumaras, Vishvedevas, 8 Vasus. He is present in the Bhutas, Pretas and Pishachas. Oh my dear son. He is also present in all the aquatic animals. And she gives the list of all the aquatic animals. And she also gives all the reptiles and mammals. She lists all the reptiles and mammals. And she lists all the... she gives the list of all the kind of beings. The Gandharvas and Kuberas. And there is not a place he is not present. Sarvovai Rudraha. Sarva Vyapi Sa Bhagavan Stasmat Sarvagatak Shivaha. Shivetashvatar Upanishad. Sarva Vyapi, he is pervading. He is all pervading. Tasmat Sarvagatak. He is present everywhere. Who is that personality? Shivaha Mahadeva. Shvetashvatar Upanishad. Shvetashvatar Maharshi says that. And he assumes everything she says. He assumes the forms of tortoises and fishes and conches and lions. He is also present in the lion and deer and he is also Sharaba. He is present in it. So this describes, because where is he present? That was the question that was posted by Upamanyu Maharshi. And she replies saying, he is present in everything. That's where she gives a big list. A very beautiful 25 verses. Very similar to what we see in Rudram.
Rikshebhyo harikeshebhyo pashunam pataye namo namo.
Who is present in the trees?
Kakubaya nishangine estenanam pataye namo namo.
He is the lord of thieves. He is the lord of dacoits. See how Rudram describes. He is the lord of dacoits. Rudra Pashupati Nayanar, when he had the realization, when someone came to his house and stole something, if we would have been in that place, we would have cursed that person. Or we would have chased that person with a stick. But Rudra Pashupati Nayanar felt, oh, Mahadeva himself has come to my house and stole something. How fortunate I am. And then he started chanting Rudram. Because
Kakubaya nishangine estena nam pataye namo namo nishangina ishudimate taskara nam pataye namo namo vanchate pari vanchate stayu nam pataye namo namo vanchate pari vanchate.
He is the lord of the dacoits. That's who it describes.
Ayachadhyo visrijadhyascavo namo namo syabhyo vidyadhyascavo namo namo asine vyakshayane vyascavo namo namo.
He who is sitting, Mahadeva is also present in someone who is sitting and someone who is standing.
Svapadhyo jagridhyascavo namo namo.
Who is also present, one who is awake and one who is sleeping. Mahadeva is also present within him. తిష్టభ్యో దావగ్యశ్చవో నమో నమో, హూ ఈస్ స్టాండింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో హూ ఈస్ రన్నింగ్. మహాదేవ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ దట్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆల్సో. సభాభ్యక్ సభాపతిభ్యశ్చవో నమో నమో, హూ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ద ఆడియన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్సో హూ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంట్ విత్ ఇన్ ద స్పీకర్ యాజ్ ద అంతరాత్మ. గణేభ్యో గణపతిభ్యశ్చవో నమో నమో. విరూపేభ్యో విశ్వరూపేభ్యశ్చవో నమో నమో, ఈస్ ప్రెసెంట్ యాజ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్. సర్వో వై రుద్ర పురుషో వై రుద్ర. మహద్యః క్షుల్ల అండ్ ఆల్సో హీస్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్. మహద్యః క్షుల్లకేభ్యశ్చవో నమో నమో. మహద్యః మీన్స్ హూ ఇస్ అ గ్రేట్ సోల్. క్షుల్లకేభ్యః మీన్స్ హూ ఇస్ అ వీక్ బీయింగ్. హూ ఇస్ ద స్ట్రాంగ్ పర్సన్, హీ హూ ఇస్ ద వీక్ పర్సన్. రుద్రం సేస్ దట్ ఫర్ లార్డ్ శివ. రథేభ్యో రథపతిభ్యశ్చవో నమో నమో, హూ ఇస్ ద చారియట్ అండ్ హూ ఇస్ ద లీడర్ ఆఫ్ ద చారియట్. హ్రస్వాయ చ వామనాయ చ నమో, బృహతే చ వర్షీయసే చ నమో. హ్రస్వాయ చ మీన్స్ he who is the smallest of the smallest, the tiniest, the tiniest of the tiniest, and brihate, he is the greatest of the greatest. Prashasitaram sarvesham aniyam sam anorapi rukmabam swapnadigamyam vidyartham purusham param. Manuspriti, Manu says 12th chapter 122nd verse, surrender to that personality who is golden and also who is the smaller than the smallest and the larger than the largest. Rukmabam, that point to be noted. Rukma, we are going to see how Lord Shiva is described as golden in the Upanishads. After describing Purvajaya cha Parajaya cha, he was before everybody. He was before Brahma and Narayana. And Madhyamaya cha Pakalpaya cha, Tam Adi Madhya Anta Vihinamekam Vibhum Chidananda Rupam Arupam Adbhutam. Kaivalya Upanishad. He is present in the beginning, middle and end of all the living entities. Oh my child, Upamanyu. Agrevadaya cha Durevadaya cha. So like that she describes, he is present in everything and also he is present in the Devas and Danavas, Yakshas, Kuberas, everywhere. And then she comes to the unique form of Lord Shiva. Because that was the question posted by, she answers the questions one by one. Where is he present? There is not a place where Mahadeva is not present, oh my dear child. That's why she gives a big list, this big list. And then some people say that Shunya, right? The Buddhists say Shunya. The Shunya is also identified as Lord Shiva. And whatever you describe as Brahma Jyoti, Mayavadis or Advaitis describe as Brahma Jyoti, that is also the effulgence coming out of the body of Lord Shiva. Hiranmayena patrena satyasya pikitam mukam tattvam kushan apavrnu satya dharmaya drishtage apranasvat sarva eva suvarnaha Hiranyashmashru keshaha. Chandogya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and Ishavasya Upanishad says Hiranmayena patrena. So, Basma Pandura Gatrascha Chandrartha Krita Bhushanaha Anekara Vasam Dushtas Chane Kastuti Samskritaha Sarva Bhutantaka Sarvak Sarva Loka Pratishtitaha Sarva Lokantaratma Cha Sarvaka Sarva Vadhyapi Sarvatra Bhagavan Nyeyo Kritistaha Sarva Dehinam. He is identified as someone who has the ashes all over his body. And he is also described as camphor white in color. Camphor white, Shuddha Spatika Sankasha. And he has the Chandrartha Krita Bhushanaha. He has the half moon on his forehead. Oh my dear child. He is also described as three-eyed. And every mantra in the Vedas describe him only. There is also a beautiful place in the Rudram. It says, oh Mahadeva, everything in the Vedas glorify you. And also everything at the end of the Vedas, Vedanta, which is the Upanishads, also glorify you only. There is nothing that doesn't glorify you. And he is the creator, maintainer and destroyer of everything. And also he is the concealer and also the ultimate liberator. He is the soul of all creatures. So that's where she describes the unique form. What is the form of Mahadeva? That's the question posted. Next question posted by Upamanyu Maharshi. For that she replies. And we are going to see some unique references in the Shastras that describe the form of Lord Shiva. కైవల్య ఉపనిషత్. ఉమా సహాయం పరమేశ్వరం ప్రభుం త్రిలోచనం నీలకంఠం ప్రశాంతం జ్ఞాత్వా మునుర్గచ్చతి భూతయోనం సమస్త సాక్ష్యం తమసక్ పరస్తాద్. ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎటర్నలీ విత్ పరాశక్తి అండ్ హూ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఎస్ నీలకంఠ, హూ ఇస్ బ్లూ థ్రోటెడ్, అండ్ దెన్ త్రిలోచనం హూ ఇస్ త్రీ ఐడ్, పరమేశ్వర హూ ఇస్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మహాదేవ ఇస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్. అండ్ దెన్ మహానారాయణ ఉపనిషత్. నమో హిరణ్యభాగవే హిరణ్యవర్ణాయ హిరణ్యరూపాయ హిరణ్యపతయేంబికాపతయ ఉమాపతయే పశుపతయే నమో నమః. హూ హ్యాస్ హూ ఇస్ గోల్డెన్ ఇన్ కాంప్లెక్షన్, హూస్ హ్యాండ్స్ ఆర్ గోల్డ్, who is the lord of gold and also who is Umapati and Ambikapati. Uma, Ambika, Himavadgiri, Kanyaka, all these very specific names refer to Parashakti. Soma, Shiva plus Uma is Soma. Those things. And then Ritakam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam Murdvaretam Virupaksham Vishvarupam Namamyaham. Param Brahma, who is the supreme absolute truth, who is three-eyed. Virupaksham Vishvarupa, who is present everywhere. Krishna Pingalam, very very specific epithet used for Lord Shiva in the way Upanishads and also in the Puranas. So Krishna refers to Parashakti. She is dark in complexion. Pingala refers to Paramashiva. Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Eko Rudro na Dvitiyaya, he is one without a second. And also, Taitriya Samhita, Eshate Rudrabhagas Tanjushasva, Tenavasena, Paro Mujavatoti, Havyavatadanva, Pinaka Hastaha, Krittivasaha. Krittivasa means the one who is covered with the skin. So there are stories where Vyagracharmam Bharadara, one who has the tiger skin for his garment, and also lion skin, that is a man lion skin, Narasimha skin for his garment, and then the deer skin for his garment, and also the elephant skin for his garment. So we can interpret in whatever way we want, because Krittivasaha generally means covered with a skin. And Narasimha Krittivasana, Linga Puranam says that, 117th verse, where actually he has the skin of Narasimha. And Shiva Sankalpa Upanishad says, Kailasa Shikarabhasa Himavadgiri Kanyakaha Neelakantam Trinetram Cha Tanme Mana Shiva Sankalpamasto. Very similar attributes. He is always with the daughter of the mountains, present in Kailasha, who is Neelakanta, on account of drinking the poison and saving the entire, to save the entire universe, and along with Brahma and Vishnu, he drank the poison and his throat became blue. Neelakantam Trinetram, he is three-eyed. Taitriya Upanishad, Saya Esho Antarakrataya Akashaha Hiranmaya Purushaha, he is described as golden. Kena Upanishad, Umam Haimavati, Mahadevi Parashakti is also described as golden. Mundaka Upanishad, Hiranmaye Parekoshe, Hiranya is used. Isha Upanishad, Ishavasya Upanishad, it says, Hiranmayena Patrena, he is golden. Chandogya Upanishad, Apranasvat Sarva Eva Suvarnaha, everything is golden. And Manusmriti, Basmajabala, Dhyatvas, Dhyatva, Sambam, Mam Eva, Vrishabharudam, Hiranyabahum, Hiranyavarnam. One should meditate on me along with Parashakti, who is Hiranya. Mahadeva himself identifies himself as Hiranya, golden. And no other personality you can see actually is described as golden in the Shastras. Brahma is red and Vishnu is dark, black in color. Actually, it is described that on account of the Halahala poison, everything was destroyed, including Vaikuntha and also Brahmaloka. The Vaikuntha Vasis were suffering because of the Halahala poison. Vishnu turned black on account of that. That's what the Shastras say. Matsya Puranam, 250th chapter. Brahmanda Puranam, 25th chapter. Vayu Puranam, 54th chapter. And Kashikandam, Vyasa also says, Krishna Tamapa Vishnuhu. Krishna Tamapa Vishnuhu. Vishnu turned black on account of that poison. And you were only able to save the entire universe. And also Skanda Puranam, Maheshwara Kandam, Kedara Kandam, 9th and 10th chapter talks about Vishnu and Vaikuntha Vasis were suffering because of the Halahala poison and Vishnu turning black. So only the only personality who is described as three-eyed with Parashakti on his left, and also Neelakanta, and also Hiranya, who is golden in complexion, and also five-faced, three-eyed, ten-handed, Chandra Ardha Krita Shekaraha, Chandra Bhushana, who has the Chandra on his forehead, is our dear Mahadeva and none else. So that's where she comes. Ambhavacha, she says, she describes the unique form of Lord Shiva to Upamanyu. This is the form you need to concentrate on. That's what she says. And then he knows the desires of all his worshippers. Whoever is worshipping him with a desire, he knows, because he is present in the heart of all the living entities. And then Arupasya Dhya Rupasya Atirupadhya Rupinaha Anadhyantam Ajasyantam Vetsyate Kosya Tattvataha. Who can truly understand the limits of Mahadeva? Here the divine form, when Mahadeva appeared as an Agni Stambha to crush the Ahankara ego of Brahma and Vishnu. So who is formless, that's where she says, but he is beyond all the material form. Sometimes you see the Upanishads describe Mahadeva as Arupam and Vibhum. Chidananda Rupam, Arupam, Vibhum, சிதானந்த ரூபம் அரூபம் அத்புதம். கைவலி உபநிஷத் itself uses the word விபும் and அரூபம். So விபு means infinite, one who doesn't that, but that அனந்தத்வ is described as an attribute of the formed மகேஸ்வரா. Because the form of Lord Shiva is also described in the Upanishads. We saw that just now. And also he has that formlessness attribute. He has that Anantatva. Anantatva means infiniteness. So infiniteness is an attribute of that formed Maheshwara. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyatvam, Jnanatvam and Anantatvam are his attributes and characteristics. So formless means he doesn't, that doesn't mean that he has a form. That doesn't mean he doesn't have a form. You know, so like, so he is beyond all the material form. Shrikanta Rajya beautifully brings this in his Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, that his form is not like our form, like we are bound by birth, old age, disease and death, but his form is divine and spiritual, completely beyond all the modes of material nature. It's not like the forms of Brahma and Vishnu. So he transcends all the material forms. And we also saw only after in the Basma Baksha Leela, when Vishnu decorates his body with a sacred ash, he had to actually meditate on the divine form of Mahadeva after, and then his knowledge attained completeness. And that's how he attained complete knowledge. Because when Vishnu meditated on a jyoti in his heart, Mahadeva said, your knowledge is incomplete. And then he meditated on the form of Lord Shiva, then his knowledge became complete. And that's why you see, because of his all-pervasiveness, that's why some Upanishads describe him as Vibhum and Arupam. But we have to understand that properly. And who is the cause of all actions? Anadhyantam, Ajasyantam, Ajaha, Ajayamano Bahudha Vijayate. He is birthless. He doesn't have birth. He appears and disappears. He doesn't have Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, Munayor, Janma, Mrityu, Jaraditaha. Parvati Mata says, I don't want to get married to people like Brahma, Vishnu and Indra who are bound by birth, old age, disease and death. Whereas I want to get married to the person who is eternal, who is Shashvata, who is beyond birth and death, who is birthless, who is beyond the three modes of material nature. And that is my dear Parameshwara alone. Parvati Mata says in Matsya Puranam 154th chapter 178th verse. And then mother continues, Upamanyu Maharshi's mother continues, Tad Bhaktas Tad Gato Nityam Tan Nishtas Tatparayanaha Bhajaputra Mahadevam Tatak Prapsyasi Chepsitam. And then just devote yourself to him, oh my dear child. Don't look at anything. Shiva Eko Dyeyaha, Atharvashika Upanishad says. Shiva Eko Dyeyaha, just casting aside everything, meditate on him alone in the heart. And then Jananyas Tadvachak Shrutva. Jananya, Janani means mother. Jagat Jananyai Jagate Kapitre Namashivaya Icha Namashivaya. Jagat Janani is Parashakti. Jagat Pita is Parameshwara. Ardhanarishvara Stotram beautifully sings. But here, the Janani, that is Upamanyu Maharshi's mother, he addresses her as Janani, and that Janani has given this knowledge to me. So Jananyas Tadvachak Shrutva. Shrutva, after hearing the words of my mother, O Krishna, Tada Prabhriti Shatruhan Mama Bhaktir Mahadeve Naishtiki Samapadyata. I started engaging in devotion to Mahadeva, having nothing else in my mind. Casting aside everything, just I completely devoted to Mahadeva. And then I applied myself practicing austere penances in order to gratify Lord Shiva.